Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to Heart, our podcast for this week for the Heart Catholic Women's Ministry. It's so great to have you with us. My name is Emma and I'm here with Michaela again. How are you going?
I'm good, as most weeks.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now this week we're going to talk about our thoughts and how our thoughts can be very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Rosemary in her Heartbeat episode spoke about how they can be something that can lift our day, or they can, you know, I suppose cause us to not have a great day. Or that's how kind of what I was thinking when I first heard it, how they can be something that can propel us on, or they can hinder us, our thoughts.
Yeah.
And certainly for me, I know my thoughts can help my mood for the day, how I'm thinking about myself and about situations in my life, or they can cause me to maybe not have such a great day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, when I was watching this, watching Rosemary's video and reviewing it for this episode, I was thinking about when I first graduated out of school and someone had mentioned like disciplining your mind. And at first I was like, that's impossible. Like your thoughts just come into your head. How can you control them? But it's really interesting when Rosemary brought it up, I realized that actually over all of this time, I have been learning to discipline my mind a little bit more, control my thoughts and try and lift my thoughts as opposed to allow my thoughts to control me.
Control you. Yeah, definitely. I find I've been controlling my thoughts, I think, for quite a while. Something that I think I've just learnt to do over time. I'm not sure. Well, I think part of it's also my family, parents' upbringing, like being able to instill in me a belief in who I am. So when thoughts come into my mind that I suppose counter that, I can go, no, Emma, you are born, you know, as a daughter of the King, you know, that's not what you should think about yourself, because I've had that instilled in me, which I think is really helpful. And it's been a blessing in my life that I've had parents like that. I think of our thoughts sometimes as like our internal attitude. So others don't necessarily know what's going on, but we do, you know, it's that life, that part of our life that can be so private.
Yeah.
But it can control the way we act, the words we speak, with the thoughts that we have. So it really is something that is good to be in control of, because it can control us if we don't control it, like what were you saying before. It's funny, I ran a 5 kilometer run a few weeks ago. My first time ever. I'm not a runner, but my husband was doing the 10 kilometers and he's quite good, and I thought, you know what, I just felt like I was up for a challenge. I'm like, I'm gonna give it a go. And the reason I bring this story is, like, I was running out, I'd done the first 2.5 Ks, and then you do the turnaround to come back. And that's always a good feeling, because you're like, I'm on the home stretch, you know, I'm coming back. But I remember in my head just like actually thinking the words, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. Like just almost forcing myself to say those words to get it done. Like, whereas my goal was just don't walk. So just do a jog the whole time and don't walk. And I was able to achieve that. But if I hadn't like been mentally able to do that in my head to keep going, I think I would have probably stopped at some point, walked for a bit and then gone on. But I, you know, just that thought, I can do this, I can do this. Like it really propelled me on.
Yeah. It's actually really funny that like there's almost a decision, whether it's subtle or whether it's really prominent in our heads, at what our breaking point really is. Isn't that interesting that we could be experiencing something, whether that's emotional or physical or circumstantial, but it's really our mentality that's the thing that controls how we react, how we take on that, and how we kind of either work our way through it or let it kind of wash over us and destroy us.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's funny, it makes me think just now on Wednesday nights, as you know, you come along to our conga zumba night, and when we do the arm track, and you have to hold your arms up for like, you know, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And honestly, for me, that's the mental strain of just keep going, it's going to be over soon, it's just keep
it's
going.
Fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Just push through.
Well, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but this week was my first week back in a little while. Like, for those of you listening, I was sick for a week, and then the other week I just was not feeling great. So this week was my first week back, and they really pushed us this week.
Oh,
so
yeah.
In between each set, they do kind of 2 minute sets, and then you'll take a break, and then they do another maybe 5 minute, 2 minute kind of one. And this goes on for an hour?
It's an hour class,
In between each set this week, I would walk off the side, take a sip of water, and just sit on the floor. And then she'd be like, okay, everybody, next set. And I'd drag myself off the floor. But I think hadn't I been having, okay, well, first of all, in my head, I'm like, okay, I don't want to just sit off the side and give up on this class.
Yeah.
I paid $10 for this.
Put myself through torture.
Yeah. But I think also at the end, I always find that at the end when we're in the car and you're driving me back home, that we always are in a really like energetic,
good mood
and we just chat the whole way because of how good we feel that we did push through.
Yeah.
It's almost like God gives our physicality a reward for pushing through mental strain.
Yep. I agree. And that's obviously in relation to exercise, and you probably, you know, famous athletes who are much more athletic than we are, you know, they talk about that mental and your thoughts and trying to get through. And I think we can do that then in the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Like, what can you put in place in your life to give you good thoughts throughout your day in your circumstance that God would want for us to be able to live our life? And when I watched Rosemary's Heartbeat this week, there were two key points that I think from there we can probably, you know, branch out. But the two things she said kind of at the end, which encompassed everything, was to have good thoughts, she reads scripture, and then she reminds herself of who God's made her to be. Mm-hmm. They were kind of the two things. So like both starting with R, I like points that start the same letter.
Yeah.
Read scripture and remind yourself. So having those kind of things in your life can help us to have those good thoughts that God will want of us and speak to us of who God's made us to be.
Yeah.
And when I think of things that I do in my life, a lot of them are to do with bits of scripture I've learned over my life. So, for example, you know, when I'm a mum and you're having a hard day and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, you're just exhausted from having to do the same thing over and over and over again. Sometimes as a mum, you just tend to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Feed your child, dress your child, wash your child, feed your child. I remind myself, I say things to myself like, Emma, you were born to do this. And then I remind myself of like the phrase, you were born for such a time as this. And I know that, like, you know, there's a meaning to that in terms of the book of Esther and who she was, but there is that reminder to me of God's made you for this, like to be a mum, to do this task, you know. So that putting those kind of thoughts, and I've actually got quite a few I could like keep going, like in Philippians 4:13, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when you're going through, you know, hard parts of your day, no, Emma, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Just really putting that into yourself.
I agree. I actually it's funny, I was laughing about it today, no, last night. So the other day I was having a really crummy start to the day. I got some bad news and I had a little cry. My first thought was, oh, I want to feel sorry for myself.
Yeah.
My second thought was, I need to grab my Bible right now.
Yeah.
So I walked into the next room, I grabbed my Bible, I sat down, had a bit of prayer time, felt a lot better. And I actually recorded this video of myself. I don't know why. But I recorded this video of myself that was like, if anyone is having a bad day, and I was like kind of still kind of puffy all over my face, I was like, just make sure, because before I did Bible study, I messaged a couple of friends and I was like, please pray for me, bad morning, need some support. Anyway, I was like, message a friend, reach out and get in the word. And I held up my Bible and I did not post it. I did not post, you know, a video of me crying, holding up my Bible. But I was in bed last night and I picked up my phone and I was looking through my pictures and I showed Justin. And I was kind of laughing at myself that I was like crying into the camera talking about read the word.
Yeah.
But it was actually a good, I think that's a good reminder of something that I actually did in the moment. Me thinking of that video now, it's like, how many times have I had a horrible morning or thought something horrible or something's happened and it's shifted my whole mindset for the day?
Yeah.
And I haven't done anything about it.
Mm.
And it's just festered and become like this thing that grows.
Yeah. Yep.
Whereas in that moment, I actually did tackle it head on. By the end of the day, I was having a great day. Yep. I really turned it around.
Because your thoughts can really ruin, like, we're talking about a day, but like ruin a lot of seasons of our life.
Mm.
Like, just as a small example, I remember once having like a birthday party and something went bad. And I remember just thinking, like, you know, well, I'm just going to be annoyed for the rest of my birthday party.
Yeah.
And then like it totally ruined it. And I remember like a year later, something similar happened once again on my birthday. And I remember thinking, no, I'm not going to let this one ruin my day.
Mm.
And then I had a great day. Like, just that decision. Now, decision, you know, to shift your thinking is tricky. I'm not saying it's easy, but your thoughts can really affect you in the way that you live your day and your attitude. One of my favorite scriptures, which I'll talk about more for So What, is in like Philippians. It's in chapter 4, verses 8 to 9, which essentially it just says, think about wonderful things. Think about things that are noble, things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that are admirable. They're the things that God would want us to think about.
Mm.
And so when we're having those bad thoughts, like Rosemary talks about, it was in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, she talks about capturing your thoughts and insisting that it bows in obedience to the anointed one.
Yeah.
And like, you think, so what does that mean? Well, you know, having it bow to the obedience of the anointed one. But it's about taking a thought that isn't that positive, isn't of God, and saying, no, God, I want you to come into this thought, because everything should be lovely and pure and positive and thoughtful with God, you know?
And when it comes to those thoughts as well, like, something that I often think is this thought undoing me, or am I going to unravel this lie of a bad thought?
Mm.
You know, I think it all comes down to that decision that we make.
Mm.
Am I going to make the decision to allow this singular thought, or perhaps multiple, to be the thing that undoes me for the day? Or am I going to be, I'm going to unravel this lie and actually cover it in truth and make it, you know, transform it into something.
Yeah. So when you're having those bad days where you wake up and you're just like, oh, Emma, I'm terrible. I could never achieve anything. You know, what are you even trying for?
Mm-hmm.
You cover that with, you counter it with, no. God made you for a time such as this. You are a daughter of the King. You are someone who is loved. You know, like, just reminding, that's exactly what you just said, the truth. Reminding yourself, which is what Rosemary is saying, of who you are. And that's what helps shift our thoughts.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, in this society, in this day and age, it is so easy to become so used to these thoughts that we actually think that these bad thoughts about ourselves or about others or about our circumstances or about whatever are actually normal.
Mm.
We think, oh, that's just the way that it is. Like, everybody thinks like that and that's just the way we are. Everybody is born with bad thoughts.
Mm.
But the thing is, once you consider a few different pieces of these thoughts, that's when there's the ability to transform them and you realize, oh, wait, this isn't normal. I've normalized it, but it's not normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those things that I like to consider are, like, well, biblically, is this a truth about me, about my identity and about the thoughts that God has of me, or is it a lie? Because there is no sitting on the fence when it comes to those thoughts. There's no, oh, it's a medium thought.
Yeah.
It's either very true about you or it's not. Mm. There's no sitting on the fence. Is it growing me or is it hindering me? It's kind of like the unraveling thing that I was saying before. Like, is this thought going to draw me closer into being a kingdom-minded, kingdom-building person who is God-centered and God-focused, or is it turning me into a person that is self-centered or, you know, jealous of other people or comparing myself or, you know, degrading myself or whatever? There's two options again. There's not going to be any thought that keeps you stagnant.
Yep.
It's growing me or not.
Mm. It makes me think a bit of like the story of the five loaves and two fish.
Mm.
Or is it two fish and five loaves? That one. I always get it wrong. That Rosemary shared. And about how someone, like, I think Jesus says, you know, to his disciples, what do we have? What do we have? And one of the disciples, I love the way Rosemary says it. She goes, the disciple goes, we got nothing, absolutely nothing. You know, it's just the way she says it. It's really good.
Yeah,
we got nothing, absolutely nothing. And then Jesus says, no, but what do we have? And someone says, you know, well, we got these fish and these loaves. And he goes, well, I'll use that. I'll use what you have, you know. And I hadn't thought about it with that mm-hmm. perspective before, where, you know, one of the disciples is like, nothing. We can't do it. We have nothing. And I thought, how many times have I contributed to a conversation or in my own head, like, I've got nothing, absolutely nothing. Like, you know, it can't be done.
Yeah.
But here's God saying, no, just take a step back. What do you have? Mm-hmm. So what can I use?
And the thing is, God is not expecting you to have a plethora of resources.
Yeah.
He's not expecting you to have this amazing discipline to perfection. He's not expecting you to have anything more than what you already have. He already knows what you've got.
Yeah.
And he already knows what you don't have.
Yeah.
And he knows what he can give you, and he knows what you can't handle. So that's the thing as well, is when you're saying, I've got nothing, which is a thought I have so many times. God is sitting there with this reminder of, well, you have me.
Yeah.
And shouldn't that be everything?
Yeah. So shifting that thought to be, God, I come with this and now I trust in you.
Mm.
Like, I think that's, again, that capturing your thoughts that Rosemary shared. It's about taking what you have to him.
Totally.
And then, like, what do we do when we have those thoughts in our heads that aren't speaking truth about who we are, who God's made us to be?
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it does take a discipline. So I'm not saying it's easy, but a discipline to go, no, God, I ask that you would come now into this thought. I know that you've created me for you. You've created me to love other people.
Mm-hmm.
You've created a goodness in me. God, would you come and cover this thought right now? Would you come and be in this thought?
Mm.
Yeah.
And the more we make this call, the more we're shaped in our character, the more we're shaped in our virtue, the more we actually become the very person that God created us to be.
Yep.
So it's not coming to a point of striving for perfection. That's not the aim of disciplining our minds. That's not the aim of trying to lift our thoughts to higher things. But it's actually so that we can become who we were truly created to be the fullness of who we're meant to be.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, I've got the weekly challenge.
Let's go for
it. Yeah. All right. So the weekly challenge for this week is to capture your thoughts and give them to God. So when you're in a moment where you're not thinking so maybe highly of yourself, or there's a situation that's got you down, is to give that thought to God.
Mm.
Ask God to come in, to bless the situation, and to change your way of thinking. So capture your thoughts and give them to God. And it really is something that is a discipline that doesn't just happen overnight. It's something you have to do every day. So if you can do that for this week, then you're well on the track to beginning that in your life. And as I was kind of sharing earlier in the podcast about how when, you know, I'm having that bad day, no, Emma, you were born to do this. You know, you're born for such a time as this. So as you try to capture your thoughts and give them to God, you're able to put those into practice more. So that's the weekly challenge for this week.
And I also just wanted to add on to that. With these weekly challenges that we give out, if you fail at them the first time you try them throughout the week,
that's okay.
Yeah.
We all do.
Like, I definitely fail at trying these weekly challenges throughout the week a few times. But I think that's the awesome thing with God as well, is that he allows us to practice. He allows us to take as many. It's not like, oh, three strikes and you're out. You get to try as many times as you want. So if you want to hold on to either past challenges that you struggled with within the week that we had them, and you want to keep trying, or you want to try this one multiple times,
Go for it.
Yep, yeah,
definitely.
So
what? All right, I'm going to do the so what.
Cool.
So the so what scripture for this week is in Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 to 9. And it says this: finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. And I love this scripture. This is one of my favorite scriptures. And this is St. Paul talking to the people in Philippi, the Philippians, and telling them what they should think about in their life. You know, sometimes when your thoughts stray to things that aren't so wonderful, this is what you should be thinking about. Think about things that are lovely. Think about things that are admirable. If anything in your life is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. What I particularly love about this scripture is it's quite specific in terms of telling us what to think about. Whereas so often in life, sometimes, or when you read scripture, it can be tricky. So God, what does that mean? How do I use that? But if you in your own head can think of wonderful things in your life, maybe the family that you have, the children you have, the friends you have, different moments you've had with them, where maybe you've laughed with them, had great times together, they're the things in your life that God wants you to think about, because they're the things that are excellent and praiseworthy. And when we begin to have thoughts like that in our head more, and then begin to think more about ourselves and how God's made us to be, then that's where we can put this scripture into practice, and God gives us a peace in ourselves, in who we are, and therefore who he has made us to be. And so this is an awesome scripture for you to think about this week, and to think about always. Whenever I'm just having a bad day, this is kind of one of the scriptures that I go to. So I hope that you enjoy that this week.
Worship song of the week.
So this week for our worship song of the week, I have picked one of my all-time favorites. It has been a song that I have gone to for many years now, many, many years. It was probably one of the first worship songs I ever heard. And it's called Take a Moment by United Pursuit. It's sung by a guy called Will Reagan. He has a beautiful, beautiful voice, and he's continued to release beautiful music over the past few years. So if you want to check him out, definitely do so. This song specifically speaks to our theme of this week. The verse lines are, "Take a moment to remember who God is and who I am. There you go, lifting my load again." And I think that that really speaks to when we stop, when we take a moment, when we're captured by these thoughts and remember who God is and who he created us to be, we're then granted freedom to decide where we're going to let our mind wander and what we're going to lift our mind to. And I really hope that this song really encourages you. It's always been a great encouragement to me. So I hope you take it to prayer.
Spotlight.
Each week we like to shed a spotlight on a resource or something along those lines that has assisted us within our faith journey. And this week I want to speak about something unique. I've never spoken about something like this before. I want to talk about an album. I know we have our worship song of the week every week, but this week particularly, I would really love to speak to you about an album called Hymns by David Andrew. Hymns as in church songs, not H-I-M, but H-Y-M-N-S. And this album is absolutely beautiful. It's David Andrew is the pianist for Hillsong, and one of the pianists, and he released this album of all instrumental with a grand piano, nothing else, hymns. And they are beautiful within prayer time if you struggle to pray with songs with lyrics, or if you really just want some reflective music while you're driving. I always find this album to be so mind-opening, and it really inspires some really God-driven thoughts. So I really hope that as you listen to this album, you enjoy it and that God speaks to you in some way.
Awesome. That's our podcast for this week. We hope that you've enjoyed it. We hope that you're able to capture your thoughts. That's the weekly challenge, to capture your thoughts and give them to God. And it's something you can do over and over and over again in your day. You know, maybe you want to go back and look at some of the scriptures that we talked about as well. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's what it should be. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And put those types of things into your day, where when you've got a thought of, oh, I can't achieve this, I can't get this done, you can remind yourself, no, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
And then follow that with a prayer of, God, would you come and strengthen me?
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, this week, the weekly challenge, capture your thoughts and give them to God.
Oh yeah. And if you want to follow us on our social media, that would be absolutely fantastic. We're really starting to get what's the word when you have...
good traction.
Yeah, traction. Yeah. I was going to say motion, and I was that's not quite the right word. We're getting some traction now with our Instagram page. We're really starting to gain a following of people who all really have the same heart driven towards finding God within the day-to-day.
Yep.
We have cute little text reminders that we put in our stories to give you some inspiration and encouragement. Yep. And we also have a lot of reminders about our content that are coming out. So if you forget that we perhaps have videos or podcasts or blog posts or whatever coming out, this is a great way to stay up to date and keep reminding yourself to check in.
Definitely, definitely. So you can check that out, Heart Ministry for Women on Instagram or Facebook. And you can go to our website as well, heartministryforwomen.com, and you can find everything you need there, all the blogs, all our videos, and you can listen to our podcast there if you really want to there. So we hope that you have a wonderful week, and we look forward to sharing with you all next week. Bye.